A kingdom on wheels, a city that folds itself up like an umbrella. That's how McClure's magazine described the Barnum and Bailey Circus in 1895. The magazine wrote that the logistics were so impressive that the U.S. Army studied its methods. Well, the circus is ending this Sunday after 146 years. We sent Camila Domonoske to visit that rolling kingdom to figure out just how big the greatest show on earth really is.
How big is it? Astoundingly large. Spectacularly huge. But seriously, just consider the numbers. Each circus train is a mile long. They're the longest passenger trains in the world, carrying 300 performers and crew. Then there's the animals. 21 horses.
Hi.
They travel with Tatiana Chalabayeva and her husband, Kanat. She was a gymnast and acrobat when they met.
I was so scared of horses, you know, for me it was like, oh. And then it's become time, my mother-in-law was retired and my husband just said, okay, let's go, time to learn.
Now she can dangle off a galloping horse and pick up a handkerchief. There's 24 dogs, 2 700-pound pigs, with trainer Hans close.
He was destined for bacon and we saved him.
3 llamas, 4 goats, 2 donkeys, 12 big cats, and 2 kangaroos. This is an entire community on the move.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages.
The ringmaster's daughter, Lila Simone Iverson Baptiste, has her dad's routine down pat. 35 children travel with the circus. There's a nursery and a school. Performers from more than 20 countries and a circus priest.
I did a baptism once in Fort Worth, Texas, and I came in on an elephant carrying the baby, which was 4 weeks old.
When the train arrives in a new city, it's a race against the clock. Instead of raising a tent, the crew lift a 59,000-pound aluminum grid into the air. It holds lights, trapezes, pyrotechnics. Lorelei Owens used to be a fire eater in a sideshow and now runs pyro for the circus. She says setting up is a massive job.
Well over 30 hours worth of work.
After all, they're preparing for a massive show. 106 performers. Backstage, one troupe is playing basketball on unicycles as the trick skaters do stretches and the motorcyclists suit up. On the concourse, 50 people who sell concessions are setting up. They travel with the circus too. Herli Gutierrez used to do trapeze and now runs the snow cone stand. Holding his 2-year-old son, he says this circus is more than a job. It's a lifestyle.
It's not the end of the world, but in a kind of way it is for us.
Everyone here is thinking about what comes next. Tatiana Chalabayeva has all those horses to feed.
Life show us what we're going to do. Everybody in the questions mark right now, you know.
But for now, there's a show to put on. Just a few more times. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.